this morning. I hope you got your seatbelt on. Are you ready to rock? Say. All right, here we go. It could get ugly today. Yes, it could. How many have been here before when it got ugly? Okay, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. Come on. Why wouldn't you? Come on, help me now. I'm about, here we go. 1, 2, 3, come on. All right, that's a little series we're preaching right now. You might wonder, where do we come up with our series? Well, if you're here long enough, you'll know they could come from nowhere other than right here. Amen. And usually I get with my team and we come up with ideas. But this is something we said where I grew up as a boy in Rockingham. And I guess I've said it a lot. Didn't even know I said it a lot. But I talked to my brother about a month ago, and he asked me how I was doing. And I said, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing all right. He goes, well, why wouldn't you? And so in the conversation, he must have said, why wouldn't you, 5 times. And so I got to thinking about it. I thought that would make a cute little series. And, you know, honestly, why wouldn't we? Amen? And then I was reading the book of Proverbs, and I just thought, my goodness, what a great book to talk about why wouldn't you? Because there's some really good stuff in that book. Amen? We talked about putting God first in your life. Why wouldn't you put God first in your life? Amen? Here's the creator of the universe. Indescribable. You know? Immutable. Eternal. Why wouldn't you put Him first instead of you? Why wouldn't you? Amen? And then last week, why wouldn't you trust God with all your heart? If God loves you so much, and He does, why wouldn't you trust Him with all of your heart and commit your way to Him? Amen? Why wouldn't you? Today, the book of Proverbs has more to say on this subject than any other subject. And that is the subject of wisdom and foolishness. So let's look at the message today. Why wouldn't you want to be what? Wise and not a what? Come on, help me one more time. Why wouldn't you want to be wise and not a... Let's talk about it today. Here we go. Go look at it a little bit. And that brain, we're going to try to see what's in your head. Amen? And some of the mess up in your head, we're going to see if we can't get it changed a little bit, or at least make you want to change. Amen? Make you want to be wise instead of a fool. Here we go. Wise. What does wise mean? I always keep me a handy-dandy dictionary. It's in my second drawer down on the right in my desk. Okay? Because I'm from the country and I need one. Here we go. Wise. What does wise mean? One who shows knowledge and has good what? Judgment. Does that sound like something you would probably want to be? Say, sure, why wouldn't you? Fool. Fool. One who is what? Deceived and has what kind of judgment? Bad judgment. Oh, I want to be that. What? It's crazy. Amen. Why wouldn't you want to be wise and not a fool? Uh-oh. Oh, come on. Oh, no. Come on. Oh, come on. Hello. Oh, boy. Now, you had to be around for a while to know some of these pictures. Amen. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, boy. And we even got relatives up here. Relatives. These are relatives. These guys are related on the end down here. Anyway. Sorry, here's the point. Why wouldn't you want to be wise and not a what? Let's talk about it today. Atheism. Roger showed me this. He sends it to all his friends. Atheism. The belief that there was nothing and nothing happened to nothing. And then nothing magically exploded for no reason, creating everything, and then a bunch of everything magically rearranged itself for no reason whatsoever into self-replicating bits, which then turned into dinosaurs. Makes perfect sense. Right? Did you know what? You can be a fool to the day you die if you want to. It's your choice. Or you can wise up. How old do you have to be before you get wise? What tragic thing has to happen in your life before you turn around? Say. Why wouldn't you want to be wise just because it's Sunday, October the 23rd, 2011, and you can make a choice that that's what I want to be in my life? I want to be wise. I do not want to spend the rest of my life being a fool. That's what we're talking about today. Let's look at it. There's no such thing as a wise fool or a foolish wise man. You'll never hear somebody, well, you're just a wise fool. No, you're just a fool. Are you a foolish wise man? No, you're just a fool. It doesn't hang, you see what I'm saying? Ain't happening. Got it? This idea that I'm going to, here's a middle line. I don't know if you can see it, but on the middle of the stage is a yellow line. And it's like I can be wise and I can be a fool and I can straddle between wisdom and foolishness all of my life. No, you're just fooling yourself. You are a fool. Do you understand what I said today? Hey, you're just fooling. No, go ahead. Go ahead. You are a fool. This don't work. Got it? Y'all look shocked. Here we go. It's one or the other, baby. Amen. So, say it with me. Why what?
Want to be wise
and not a fool. If you're here for the first time, you're probably in shock right now. But this is how we do church. We put it on the screen. We ask you to talk back a little bit so that at the end of the day, you can say, I learned something. Amen. That's how I learn, and that's the way I try to share it with you. There's that old brain. Let's see if we can't work on it. Let's look at the scriptures, and where are we looking? In the book of what? That mention what? Both the wise and the fool in the same verse. Now, I looked at every one of them. I looked at every verse that has wise or wisdom in it. I looked at every verse that has foolish or fool. I also looked at every verse that has the word prudent. But there were so many of them. I was like, oh, man. And then so I looked at the ones that just had wise and fool, or wisdom and fool. And I had plenty, plenty to give a message today. And that's what we're going to look at. So every one of these verses should have that mentioned. We'll see. Here we go. First of all, say that with me. The what? The mindset of the wise and the fool. Say mindset good and loud with me. Mindset. Let's talk about the mindset of the wise and the fool. From where? The book of Proverbs. That's where we're going. Let's look at it right. The mindset. First of all, if I'm going to get you to where you want to be wise instead of a fool, we've got to talk about some stuff. Let's look at it. The mindset. How does a person become wise and how does a person become a fool? What is up in their crazy head or in their good head? What's up there? How did it get up there? Let's talk about it. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So here we go. Wise accepts instruction from God's word and good instruction. A fool rejects instruction, especially instruction from God's word. You understand? Now, this is the way I like to do life, and this is what I do, and this is the way I think, and I don't care what God's Word says. This is me, and this is how I do it. Fool! Here we go. Proverbs 10:8. The wise in heart will receive what? But a prating fool, shall fall. You know what I did when I saw prating, don't you? Dictionary. You know what it means? Debating. You know what the wise does? Receives God's commandments. Receives them. You know what the fool does? Debates them. You don't really mean that. You know, I mean, that's not for me. I mean, you know, that's old. That's way back in the day. Fool! Here we go. Keep going. Proverbs 10:14. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The wise increase in knowledge. Okay? increase in knowledge. They want more knowledge. Especially knowledge how to live life. To do the right thing. You understand? The things that really matter in life, they increase in that. The fool does what? I mean, they could be even raised in a good home. And that'll get them by for a while. They're doing good. And finally off the cliff. Fool! Here we go. Come on. Are y'all all right? Proverbs 12:15. The way of the fool is right in his what? But he that hearkens unto counsel is wise. So the wise receive counsel from God's word, but also from good people, from people that can give good counsel. They receive it. The wise rejects counsel. Now, they'll look at you sometime when you're talking to them, and they'll look like they're listening. Oh, yes, yes, I understand. Oh, yes, yes, I agree. Don't hear a thing you saying. Fool! Here we go. Here we go. Proverbs 17:10. A reproof enters into a wise man more into a wise man than a what? 100 stripes into a fool. A wise person receives what? Correction. When they're wrong, hey, look, it doesn't mean you like to receive correction. But when you're wrong, you know you're wrong. And when someone helps you correct that thing, you receive it. And go, and you own it. Say own it. Own it. Instead of making excuses and rejecting correction. You don't understand. You know? You know, or excuse making or pointing the finger back or whatever. A fool can't receive correction. That's why a fool's always a fool unless some change is made. Some supernatural change has got to take place. The mindset of the wise and the fool. Here's the last one on this subject of the mind. He that trusteth in his own heart is a what? But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. So what does the wise person do? Trust in God's ways. Trust in what God's Word says. Trust in the way that's right according to the Word of God. Not the way that seems right just according to him. The Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man. But the end thereof is the way of what? Death. You see what I'm saying? Well, I'll just trust my heart. I'll just go with my gut. You know, it's good if your brain has got some stuff in it that your gut and heart can work with. But if your brain ain't got nothing in it, when your gut works, it ain't going to work. You understand? Ooh, here we go. So, let's look at it, Raj. Let's review. Here we go. Let's review real quick. Just the mind. Here's the mind. Accepts instruction. Rejects instruction. Receives commandments. Debates commandments. Increases in knowledge. Decreases in knowledge. Receives counsel. Rejects counsel. Receives correction. Rejects correction. Trust in God's ways. Trust in his own ways. Well, I don't know why I'm a fool. Well, look at the screen. Say, if you're always rejecting, 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 not receiving, rejecting, rejecting, thinking you can do it all, you're going to be a fool. Amen? Yes or no? Amen. That's the mindset. If you want to be wise, then you receive those things that we talked about. Receive that. Receive that. Receive that. We got several businessmen and women who run their own business in the room, and I see many of you in the house today. And you know what I'm talking about, don't you? With employees. Right? Yes or no? I mean, it's like talking to a wall sometimes. Amen? Come on. You see what I mean? This stuff will work in life, man. This isn't just for the church house. This is for life. This is for your family. This is good stuff. So why wouldn't you want to be what? Wise and not a fool. Well, we learned some reasons why already. Because that means I'm going to have to receive some stuff then, doesn't it? That means I got to quit rejecting things. That means I got to quit trusting in just my way to live life. Do you see now why maybe somebody wants to be a fool? Say. Still stupid. Here we go. Now the marks, say that with me, the what? Marks of a wise man or a foolish man. The marks of the wise and the foolish. Here's what I mean. Now there's a bunch of these, so don't go to sleep on me. These are fun, actually, if you'll stay awake. All right? And plus, if you go to sleep on me, I'm going to just look at you, fool. Somebody wake that fool up on the seventh row back there, on the end. I'm just telling you. Here we go. Here we go. The marks. What can I see in a person's life? What can I see in my life? Don't worry about the person. Worry about you right now. What can I see in my life that either says I'm a wise person or a foolish person? What can I see? Let's look at it real quick. According to Proverbs, the wise shall inherit glory. The word is promotion. But shame shall be the promotion of fools. Okay? So a wise person is going to be receiving promotion. A wise person is going to receive glory, certainly from God, but they're going to be elevated. You understand what I'm saying? But a fool is going to receive shame. There ain't nothing crazier than a sorry, no good employee going up, well, why don't I ever get promoted? Because you're a lazy bum. You don't do what you're told. Yeah, but old Freddie got a promotion. Yeah, because Freddie listens to me, idiot. Do you understand? Yes or no? Say. Okay? All right? That's what this is. That's a mark. Now, you can be a fool if your mama owns a company. If your daddy owns a company, I can see you getting a promotion. But the rest of us know you're still a fool. You understand? Here we go. The marks. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son or daughter makes a glad father, but a foolish son or daughter is a heaviness of his or her mother. So the marks of a wise man, listen, wise fellow, makes his parents what? Guess what the other one is? Makes his parents what? Sad. All of us as parents want our kids to succeed. Unless you're a foolish parent. If you're a wise parent, you want your best for your kid. When they do the right thing, it makes you proud, doesn't it? Wow. See? That's the mark of a fool. Makes his parents sad. Why would you want to be that? When you can change, God can help you. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The marks of a wise man, listen, he encourages many with his words. You can listen to a wise person and you can be encouraged and get something out of what they say. A fool destroys themselves and others because they have no what? Common sense. You listen to them, well, let me tell you, here's what I think. And they'll go, and you're like, what? No, thank you. I'll live life the way I'm doing. I think I got a little bit better handle on it. You understand? It is sport to a fool to do mischief. But a man of understanding has wisdom. Mark? The wise live sensibly, and it brings them what? Pleasure and happiness by living sensibly and doing the right thing. Say, do the right thing. Do the right thing. And it makes them happy because they did the right thing. The fool, for them to get happy, they do the wrong thing. You understand? The craziness. That's how I get fun. Amen? A wise person never has to do something that isn't sensible to enjoy life. Does that make sense? Okay, here we go. That's a mark from the book of Proverbs. He that troubles his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. Another mark is this. Wise people, say it with me, will be leaders. Yeah, but they didn't have a lot of money. They grew up with nothing. Say it with me again. Wise people will be leaders. When you're wise, let me tell you something. It's a given you're going to be a leader. It's a given you're going to be a leader. I'm not saying you're going to run the company, but I know whatever you're doing in life, you're leading. Whatever your little small corner of the world is, you're leading. You're a leader. Wise people are leaders. People look to them for something that's good. Okay? A fool, say it with me, will only be what? Laborers. And I'm going to put this other word in there, and losers. Okay? A fool, again, unless his mom or daddy owns a business, excuse me, will always be a laborer. Or how about this one? Or he wins the lottery. But did you know a lot of fools win the lottery? And there's a study on this crazy. How many people that are foolish that win the lottery? They lose it all! Guess why? Because they're a what? There you go. This isn't hard to figure out. Why would I want to be that? Amen. Another mark, he that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. The lifestyle of the wise blesses others. Wise bless wise. The lifestyle of the fool is destructive. Say destructive. Destructive to others. Fools destroy fools. You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, if you're a fool, got me a new friend. Met me a new friend. Another fool. So now I got two fools. Life is good. What's up with that? You understand? Why wouldn't you want to be wise? Every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pluck it down with her hands. He's talking about the family. A wise mom or dad builds up their family. Family matters. Families next to God is number one. I'll tell you that right now. That's what a wise person thinks. But a fool tears down their family. I'm not talking about talking. I'm talking about with their lifestyle, with their decisions, things they do destroy their family, cause pain in their family, for their family to pick up pieces. I just don't want to be like that. Are y'all hearing me? Some of this stuff is funny on the screen. It's sort of funny. This ain't funny. Now it's affecting the kids. This is a problem. I need to wake up. You hearing me today, church? In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. But the lips of the wise shall preserve them. The wise, their words protect them. What do I mean? The words they say are trustworthy. The words they say are true. The words they say are right. And in the end, their words provide protection for them. Listen to this. But the fool, his words come back to bite him in the butt. You see what I'm saying? Talking a good talk. Sounding wise. Right there. Right there. Amen. Say. Now look. The reason I'm giving this message is the Word of God. And because, guess what? I find myself on both sides of the column. Are you finding yourself a little bit on both sides of the column? The message is a challenge to you today and to me. Why wouldn't I want to be wise? Why wouldn't I want to have all my ducks on this side? That's the goal of this message. Amen. Come on. The wisdom of the prudent, or the wise, is to understand his way. But the folly of fools is deceit. The wise have direction in their life. Doesn't mean they don't have problems, struggles, but they still can find the way. And they can still find a path to walk on. Understand? The fool, they have no direction in life. No direction. And friends are like that with them. This friend, that friend, nah. This job, this job. Hello. You understand what I'm saying? No direction in their life. Doesn't mean the wise is perfect by any means, but the wise person will find the way, regardless of the situation. And we're going to get out of here, and we're going to make it. We're going to make it. It's what we're going to do. Okay? You listening? A wise man fears and departs from evil. The fool rages and is confident. What's that mean? The wise are cautious and they avoid danger. That's not a wise person. Amen. They're cautious and they avoid danger. Doesn't mean they don't know how to have fun. But if it's going to endanger them or their kids or their lives, they just still don't have to do it. You understand? Say. Because they're wise. All right? I didn't have the greatest of wisdom last Saturday night. I went alligator hunting. All right? I'm just saying. It happens. Amen? One time I lost my mind. Jumped out of an airplane. Why? Why would you do that? I've done lots of crazy things in life. That's really not what I'm talking about. But the idea is that they avoid danger. They're cautious. But the fool is reckless. Reckless and over what? Nothing wrong with confidence. You should be confident. I'm a new creature in Christ. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm an overcomer. I'm a conqueror because of Christ. You should be able to have confidence in your God. Amen? And that He's inside of you and you can make it. That's good. But wait a minute. It's different than being reckless and overconfident. You know what I think of? I think of some guy who's at a bar. And he's had too much to drink. And he just thinks he can whoop everybody in the bar. And he picks on the biggest guy that's going to absolutely break his neck. You understand? Say, what an idiot. Well, a lot of people live life like that. You listening? Yes or no? Reckless. Overconfident. Oh, I can just do it. You forget one thing. You are a fool. Here we go. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. What's that mean? The wise, their efforts lead to what? Prosperity. They work, their thinking, their actions, whether it's their children, their job. Don't be surprised if a wise person is prosperous. The fool, his efforts lead to what?
I mean, I try and I try and I, you know, and I just, and it's, yeah, hello.
It's because you're a could be. Could be. Wisdom resteth. Say resteth. Resteth in the heart of him that has understanding. But that which is in the midst of a fool is made known. Now, what's that mean? The wise have peace. And even though there's trouble, even though things have happened, or they struggle, or they might lose a job, or they might lose a family member, or whatever, there still seems to be in the wise person some sense of peace. But the fool can talk peace. Oh, yeah, I'm at peace about it. But at the end of the day, they give off that they're troubled. Without even saying it, their life says they're holding a black banner. You understand? But the wise person a lot of times doesn't have to even say anything. He's giving off or she's giving off. I'm okay. You understand? The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, and the mouth of the fools pour out foolishness. We're not far from the end here. The words of the wise are instruction. I'm sorry. Words of instruction are appealing. Are appealing. The wise words of instruction are appealing. The words of a wise person, when you hear them, you want to go. You know, what'd you say again? Can I write that down? The words of a fool's instruction are disgusting. The things they tell you about how to live life, it makes you want to gag. Are you kidding me? Did you just say that? Yeah, and it was great. What? The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the does not so. The wise give out knowledge. It's not like they want to be a leader and just give out knowledge everywhere. But this is what they do. The fool has no knowledge to give. I've seen a lot of fools want to give out knowledge. Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. And they end up having about three listen to them. And guess who the three are? Fools, yeah, got it. Heard a story this week like that. I can't go there. But anyway, here we go. Wisdom is before him that has understanding, but the eyes of the fool are in the ends of the earth. What's that mean? The wise person, his eyes are focused on right decisions. He can see the right decision. He can see it. Might take a little while to get to it, but he can see it. Amen? The fool can't focus on what's right. Can't really focus for any length of time on what is right. And there they go again, back into their foolishness. Boy, it sounds like I want to be wise, right? Say. The fool, I better start with the wise. The wise, no, start with the fool. Here we go. Excuse me, edit that. Here we go. The fool coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous gives and spares not. The wise save. The wise save. And become secure financially. And it's not a problem for them to give. You understand how that works? The fool spends everything. Everything. And has no financial security. Unless, what's the answer? Mom and dad own a company. Yeah, you're right, Mickey. You got it. Down here on the front left. Amen. Most of us don't grow up like that, do we, church? Amen. Say, we have to do. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keeps it in till later. Wonder what that means. Here's what it means. A person controls their tongue and temper when they're angry. A wise person can control their tongue and their temper when they're angry. How many just flipped over to the fool category? Can I see your hand? Yes, 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 yes. Amen. Hey, guys, this isn't about being perfect. It's not about taking a test at Fellowship Church today and leaving saying, I'm a good person. It's about learning and changing. Because this really matters. Right? A fool cannot control their tongue or temper when angry. Okay? Look at that. We're not far away now. The wise will receive promotion, full shame. Their parents are glad, their parents are sad. Their words encourage, their words make no common sense. Sensible things that make them happy. They just have fun when doing wrong. They're leaders, they're laborers. Their lifestyle is a blessing to others. Their lifestyle is just to others. And then they build up their family, they tear down their family. Protect them. Their words come bite them in the butt. Their life has no direction. Their life has direction. Their life has no direction. The wise avoid danger. The fool is reckless. The wise, their efforts are prosperous. The fool is poverty. The wise has peace. The fool has no peace. Their instruction from the wise is appealing. Their instruction they give you is disgusting. The wise give out knowledge. The fool has no knowledge to give. The wise, their eyes are focused. The fool's eyes can't focus. The wise saves up. The fool spends everything. The wise can control their tongue and temper when they're angry, and the fool cannot control his tongue or temper when angry. And you don't know what you want to be? Amen. Why wouldn't you want to be wise and not a fool? Until you look at it on the paper like that, you don't realize foolishness that's got a pretty hefty price tag, doesn't it, say? So we looked at the mind, we looked at the marks. It's sitting long. Do the math. The math. Hero or zero? You hear me? Listen, let's do the math on how did we do on the wise and the fool. The wise, 100%. The fool, zero. There's nothing on that column over there. Now, some of it's fun. Add up. And there's nothing that makes me really want to be that. Amen? So why wouldn't I want to be wise? A couple of scriptures and I'm done this morning. The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. The wise is looking up to God, that he can depart to hell below. The fool, I picked a verse from Psalms, I liked it. The fool has said in his heart, say it with me, there is no God. So where do you land today? Pop it up, Raj. Some scriptures just to get you to think about God. The Bible says, he that has the Son, that's Jesus Christ, has life. And he that has not the Son of God has not life. The book of Deuteronomy says, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments, his statutes, which are written in the book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, for this commandment which I command thee this day, it ain't hid from you, neither is it far off. It's not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up to heaven and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who shall go over to the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? Now listen. But the word is very nigh unto you. It's even in your mouth. It's in your heart that you may do it. See, I've set before you this day life and good, death and evil. I call heaven and earth to record or to record this against you, that I have set before you. Say it with me. Life and death, blessing and cursing. Say it with me. Therefore, choose life that both you and your family shall live. Wise or fool? I quote this verse almost every Sunday, usually on the floor, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be what? Saved. There's no reason for anyone in this building today to die and go to hell. I encourage you to be wise, to seek that which is above, so that you don't have to go to that place that's below. Well, how can I do that? I can't do that. No, see, you're being a fool again. Listen to me. For whosoever shall what? Call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. That ain't going to cut it. You're saying you can't do it, you're not good enough, whatever, is not going to fly. That's being foolish. God loves you. Amen? The question is this: are you going to be wise? Are you going to seek that which is from above and accept what God did in sending His Son to you? Or are you going to be content with that place that's below, a place called hell? It's up to you. Wise or foolish? Here's what I say. Why wouldn't you want to be wise and not a fool? Amen? Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Good.